Welcome back to another episode of Nerdtween in a Movie Podcast. I am your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you again for joining me. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on iHeart or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, soon to be everywhere, just submit it to iTunes. Yes, we are going legit, people. All right, so first things first, this is going to be a jam-packed episode. If you have not checked it out, go ahead and check out the interview I did with Whatnot Comics. That was done live on Friday night because we're going to be getting into a big announcement about that at the end of the show. So let's start off by talking about what I feel is a big problem in our community. It is a very great community, don't get me wrong, but I do believe that there is a lot of room to improve. Like rumors being reported as rumors and facts being reported as facts. Now, for me, it's become really bad with a lot of people in our community just reporting things, trying to be the person who, quote unquote, has the scoop or something along those lines. And it's just not usually accurate. They're just saying what they believe and reporting it as fact. So while this trend is by no means a new trend, it has become a plague on our community. These days, it really seems like everyone is just trying to be the next to quote-unquote blow when they report on a leak or a rumor that may become true, so they can be the one who broke the story or to be the one who had the first scoop. It's really easy to report rumors as facts and just hope for the best. So let's have a little story time. As I've said in many episodes already at this point, probably to the point where people are starting to doubt the validity of these statements, but honestly, I don't care. Because why? Well, the simple fact is, I know the facts. Undisputed and actual facts. So, that being said, I've been talking to one of the actresses who was in Avengers Endgame. She just started filming for her new role in She-Hulk, as well as Black Panther 2, among other great things like the new Conjuring movie and the Suicide Squad. So this person has genuine inside knowledge of what's going on in these projects. So we were talking a few weeks back, and she said she's excited to fight Atlanteans. And even at the time, I was like, did you just say Atlanteans? And she kind of like brushed it off like, oh, that's kind of known. Ha ha ha. And at that time, it was about 2 weeks before the news broke that the main villain of Black Panther 2 is going to be confirmed as Namor and the Atlanteans. So why didn't I run with that story and report with who I thought the main villain would be based off the information I received? Simply because it was a connection that I made for her, from her saying Atlanteans, even though that's not a confirmation because it's not from Marvel directly, she's a part of the project, so she would know. But as a comic reader, it's really easy to make the connection to who the main Atlantean is. And of course, that's none other than the first mutant to be seen in the comics. I mean, they retconned that Abin Sur was the first mutant, Apocalypse, but I digress. Namor. So he's now been confirmed, at least to my knowledge, as the villain for Black Panther 2. Since it was widely rumored that the Atlanteans will be showing up ever since the Easter egg that first showed up all the way back in Iron Man 2 on the map in when Fury was debriefing Tony, I didn't want to run with my thoughts because I felt that it was a connection that I was making based off of what she said. But then a few weeks later, the rumor started, and then bam, it's everywhere. Namor is the villain. So first, yes, I am definitely regretting not running with it as a rumor per my sources, but that's as far as I could have taken it, where some pages would have said it was confirmed because of the gravity of the source. Now, again, like I said, I do regret not running with it and saying it was a rumor, but that's all I could say. People were confirming things and have been confirming things for a while. Like many months ago, people said that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were going to show up in the new Spider-Man movie. And up until right now, still to this day, they have been adamant in saying they're not in it. I'm going to get more about Spider-Man later in the other segments. But just because someone said, I have confirmed reports that they're in it, but until it happens, that's not a confirmed report. And especially if, even if it's true, if the people who you're specifically referencing in your confirm report deny it, regardless whether they're lying or not, it's irrelevant. Your claim that you have this insider knowledge is then therefore void and not valid anymore. But that doesn't seem to matter to some people. And I say all this to explain why the problem has gotten out of hand recently. So recently, if you haven't heard, there was a merger between Warner Media and Discovery that started a shitstorm of rumors that were being misreported thanks to someone's interpretation of something that was said. So there was this CNBC article that stated that this merger would make it easier for a company, and it literally had, in quotes, like Disney, to purchase this newly merged company. Now, I have no idea how the hell someone put together that biggest, like, their collection of streamable content, whether it's news, sports, movies, everything. I don't know how that could make it easier to purchase. I feel like that would make it harder because it'd be more properties, more money, and more chances that the FCC and the government will say, no, you're trying to create a monopoly. But I'm no economist, so I'm going to leave that right there. But people saw that report and decided that means Disney is looking into or is in talks to buy this newly merged company. And as of the taping of this episode, there is absolutely no, zero factual evidence that Disney has made even a single call or a single inquiry on the availability or to acquire said company. So could they be? For sure. I mean, I'm sure they've talked about it because if it apparently, like I said, if they're saying it's easier because that was CNBC's business section. If it is easier, I'm sure some people in Disney and Marvel are talking about it. But as of right now, there's no proof at all that they have even tried to. So I mean, like I said, they could be, but do you really think they'd be able to just keep that under wraps? I mean, let's take a step back for a second and think. These are the same people that have absolutely worst kept secret in the entire entertainment industry right now. Is being able to keep something like that so much under wraps. And what I'm talking about is the live-action Spider-Verse. Like I said, I'll get more in detail on that later in the episode. But, we all at this point can pretty much say, yeah, they're in it, and it's going to be a Spider-Verse. It's going to start the Spider-Verse and all that stuff. But as of right now, all the actors and everyone is adamantly denying that it is. Besides, there are some new reports as in the last 24 to 48 hours, which I'll get into later in the episode. But so you're telling me that they can't keep all this stuff quiet, but they would be able to keep quiet that they're trying to acquire the rights to every single superhero in the entire DC universe? Please. No chance. Sorry. So back to the story. So someone said a company like Disney, and people are literally making posts saying they're trying to report what is confirmed, and there was one in particular on Instagram, and I'm not going to mention who it was, because this is not about attacking a person or an individual or even a group of people. It's about attacking the culture. So the post said, "This is what we know: Disney is looking to acquire the DC Comics properties." No, not true. We don't know that. We actually know the complete opposite. Like, the exact 100% opposite is that we know nothing. And you're trying to say that we know this? That can't possibly be accurate, because it's not. And honestly, it's just a pathetic attempt to go viral and to get likes and shares and follows. And it's just clickbait. And it's disgusting, to be honest. But bad press is still press, so what do I know? So why do I care? And why is this not just a sad rant from someone trying to get clicks and views? It is simply because I do this show and all my pages not for fame and fortune. Granted, I'm not stupid or naive. If that is to happen, I would not shy away from it at all. I mean, who wouldn't want to get paid and get advanced screenings and stuff just to be a nerd? Like, yeah, I'm totally in. But that's not why I do this. I do this because I'm a super nerd, and honestly, I need an outlet. I mean, instead of annoying my whole family, here I am talking to a microphone and hoping people are listening, and I don't care if people are listening. I'm going to keep doing these shows whether I have 1,000, 1,000,000, 10,000,000, or 0 viewers. So I don't care. I just feel like I'm just trying to contribute my to do my best to contribute to this community. And I don't even care if people aren't listening. But that's all. But all I can control is what I do, not how it's perceived or anything like that. So that's what I feel about that. The comic slash nerd slash, you know, collector community on Instagram and YouTube and probably on Whatnot. I haven't experienced it myself yet, but we will talk about that later in the episode, is such a really great one. I mean, we all seem to support each other in ways that I never thought possible. I mean, many of us are basically competing for the same market or customers, and we are still like sharing and liking and doing all that stuff. So that other people can also get a chance. And it's been great, honestly. I'm hoping we can make it even better. And this would be a start to start reporting things correctly. If it's a rumor, then report that's what it is. If it's your own speculation or theories, that's what it is. If it's a fact or confirmed by genuine, like, people involved, whether it be the actor or the studio or whatever you want to say, report it as that. And I know most people just don't give a shit and want to run with anything they find, hoping it gets confirmed. And then when the news breaks and people start looking for who posted it first, they'll be the ones to have it. And you know what? I don't understand why it goes along the same lines of like posting spoilers. Like the second, like if you watch an episode and while the episode's still airing, if there's a spoiler on Instagram, there's no reason for that. I don't care what anyone says. Like, this is the same thing. Why report fake news? I guess it just answered my own question. I didn't even postulate this in my head until right now as fake news. That's what it is. Huh. I guess it makes more sense now. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Spider-Man No Way Home. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So, we're going to talk about Spider-Man No Way Home. Hey, Sony, where the hell is the trailer? We want it now. And we'll get into a little bit about when I think the trailer is going to drop a little bit later in the segment. But with all the rumors and quote-unquote confirm reports of things that we've seen, like, I didn't mention this earlier, but comicbook.com has reported they have confirmed reports that Daredevil himself, Charlie Cox, has been seen and actually shot scenes for the movie. Now, that's the difference between a confirmed report and something being confirmed. Because Marvel has not confirmed that. Charlie Cox has not confirmed that. No one associated with the film has confirmed that. But they say they have someone who saw it. So they're confirming it. So that's a difference between a confirmed report and something that is confirmed. That's why Jamie Foxx and Alfred Molina are only ones that are confirmed to be in the movie at this time. So what do we know as of right now? Like I said, Jamie Foxx and Alfred Molina are going to reprise their roles from the previous Spider-Man properties. Jamie Foxx from The Amazing Spider-Man 2, the Garfield rendition, and then you have Alfred Molina as Doc Ock in the second Sam Raimi Spider-Man, which is ironic that they're both in the second installments of their franchises, but okay. Molina even said that earlier in the year that they're going to be using de-aging technology to make him look like he did at the end of the second Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie. Other than that, like I said, we really don't have nothing else confirmed about what's going to happen in the Spider-Man movie, except that, you know, Tom Holland's going to be in it, that Jacob Batalon is going to be in it as Ned. You got, like I said, Jamie Foxx and Molina. We know that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be in it for sure. J.K. Simmons is going to be in there as J. Jonah Jameson once again. Zendaya. You know, those are what's confirmed. And other people, I'm leaving some people out because for time constraints. But yeah, that's all we really know. But, I mean, granted, within the last 24 to 48 hours, there have been a couple real big developments from very, very confirmable actual sources. So Total Film put out a first look issue featuring the upcoming Marvel properties for Phase 4. It had Loki on the cover. They went into a little bit of detail, very little bit of detail, of all the properties, including Spider-Man No Way Home. So the official blurb of Spider-Man No Way Home in that issue said, Spider-Man No Way Home, directed by John Watts, starring Tom Holland, Zendaya, Jamie Foxx, estimated arrival December 17, 2021. After a lot of legal wrestling between Sony and Marvel, Tom Holland is finally back in the MCU for his third solo outing. Past life baddies Electro, Jamie Foxx, and Dr. Octopus Alfred Molina are rumored to return for a bigger, broader Spider-Verse that's now reeling from Peter Parker's recent unmasking. And we're going to go into that a little bit more in a second, but I want to do the other confirmed report. This is from Sony Pictures Motion Picture Group President Sanford Panich. Interview with Variety magazine, we don't really think of our 900 characters as a Spider-Verse. We have a Marvel universe. The volume of characters we have, you know, wait until you see this next Venom. You don't miss Spider-Man. But it would be exciting if they do meet. He went on to say that there is a plan and that people are going to start seeing where they're going with it. And that in Spider-Man No Way Home, even more is going to be revealed. So that right there is the closest thing to actual proof that there is a live-action Spider-Verse going to be started in No Way Home. Because these things would have been vetted, like, ridiculously. But, like, Marvel would have definitely needed to approve anything that came out in that article from Total Film. Like, they definitely approved it. So them saying that means a lot. And then obviously for the president of the Sony Picture Motion Picture Group to say in an official interview with Variety that was, you know, published, that he even dropped the name Spider-Verse, he even said that it wasn't their Spider-Verse, it was a Marvel Universe. And considering how we have Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness coming out, and with Wanda being she has come out and said that she can travel through different universes, with Shuma Gorath being confirmed, quote-unquote, as the main villain for Doctor Strange 2, the multiverse is about to get ripped to shreds. That's not even taking into account what Loki's about to do with it with the Time Variance Authority. I mean, it's about to get real. It's about to get real. Pardon me while I take a swig of my tasty beverage. All right, so that being said, there have been so many reports at this point that even with everyone denying that they're in the movie, we know. We know. But to report that it's confirmed is just a flat-out lie. Because let's just say, I say right now, I have confirmed reports that Andrew Garfield is in Spider-Man No Way Home. Garfield, last week, adamantly said that he's not in the film, that he hasn't even gotten a call yet. So let's say he shows up. Does that mean I reported it right and that I had a more insider knowledge than Garfield himself? Absolutely not. So until it's confirmed, anyone to say that they have confirmed reports, unless it's from the governing body like Marvel in this case, or Warner Brothers, or something along those lines, or Disney, depending on whatever you're talking about at that time, it's just a rumor. Nothing more. Like, one of the main rumors that's going around right now is that Norman Osborn is the main villain for No Way Home, the original from the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie, who was played by Willem Dafoe, who died also as well. So let's just throw that out there. Or at least that we were told he died. But that's still not yet confirmed. I mean, yes, there are stunt actors and VFX teams from both the original two franchises. They've either both posted Instagram posts that they were working with the people from the movie, or in the case of the VFX team, confirmed reporting directly from Marvel. taking into account that now that we have a confirmed Kraven the Hunter played by former MCU speedster Quicksilver Aaron Taylor Johnson, Morbius trailer having an appearance of Michael Keaton, Fox and Molina confirmed, all the rumors, and now these two 100% reputable sources that would have been, like I said, vetted by Marvel and Sony themselves, we all can just see the writing on the wall that the Spider-Verse is coming. The trailer is just days away at most at this point. excuse me. My prediction is that it will come out on Monday. That being Memorial Day, so there'll be people most likely won't be working or in school. So they would probably be online surfing or doing something along those lines. So if that thing drops on Monday, first of all, I'm not reporting a confirmed report. I'm just saying that's what I think. That is my speculation. But that being said, watch. I called the Venom trailer too. I called it Sunday when I was on Samurai Sundays. I said, yo, I'm telling you, that Venom trailer is coming out tomorrow. Boom. And even then, if you go watch that, I specifically said, I was like, I'm not reporting that it's confirmed. That's what I'm hearing. So that's, again, I am nothing but honest and definitely not a hypocrite. But I definitely feel like with people more than like a lot of people being out of work and at home because of Memorial Day, it makes a perfect opportunity to drop that trailer and break the internet the second it drops. So that all being said, I have to send a very special thank you and just praise one of the best in the business, Michael Roman of Everything Always from the YouTube channel. I'm not going to mention him in the description. I'm not looking to invoke his names to get clicks or anything like that. And I will admittedly send it to him hoping that he hears it, but I just really wanted to let anyone who's listening to me know how amazing his reporting is. And if you didn't already know, and honestly, a lot of what I do is made so much easier when there's a person like him reporting the way he does, the information, his integrity. And he only posts things for exactly as they are. Like I was talking about earlier, he's one of the ones who really lives by that code, and I respect him so much for it. And I felt it was necessary that if I was talking about this code, that the one of the best of upholding that code should be mentioned. At this point, his track record is 100 is literally untarnished. Everything he's posted has been accurate and well sourced. And like I said, he posts things as rumors, and he's sure to say this is from this, this is from that. Like whether it's a Reddit post or anonymous 4chan leaks or whatever it is, he covers everything and covers it as it is and doesn't try to trick you into like listening to him because of his confirmed reports. No, he reports things as they are. If he has an opinion or he has speculation, he makes sure you understand that's what he's saying. So there's zero confusion on what is the report and what is his theory or his thoughts on the report. And it sets him apart from most people in the industry, in my opinion. I mean, there's definitely exceptions. I'm not shouting out. I'm not like saying the entire nerd community is doing this at all. There are plenty of great pages out there to listen to and to watch. But he just has always just been ahead of the above, in my opinion. And it's like people like him who you can follow and not have to worry that he's going to misreport something, a rumor as a fact. If it's a fact, it's a fact, and he only posts them as that. So definitely check him out if you haven't. You can find him at Everything Always on YouTube, or he goes I Am Fires on Instagram and Twitter. So yeah, that's definitely something you're going to have to take a look at because he's a great source, and I just wanted to send him a huge shout out and thank him for all the amazing work he does. So we're going to take another quick break right here, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you about all the coming events. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So, I have some big news. So, if you have not checked out the interview on YouTube, it'll eventually make it up onto the podcast as well. But I did a live interview on Friday with Chandler Poole from Whatnot Comics. Definitely go check that out. We had a little tease in that video that I'm going to make good on here. I'm happy to announce that on May 31st at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I, Nerdpool Prime, I'm going to be going live, doing a live Memorial Day comic book sale on Whatnot. So go download the app. It's Whatnot, WHATNOT. And come out and just hang out. If you don't want to buy anything, that's perfectly fine. We're going to be having a blast. I'm going to be pulling out all the stops using my super nerd knowledge and stand-up comedy backgrounds. And it's going to be one hell of a show. Also, that is the first interview in a new series that, while not necessarily going to happen every week, will be a regular occurrence next Friday. For instance, I will be joined by Big Time Collectibles, who is one of the best comic book dealers I've had the pleasure of purchasing from. They specialize in exclusives, which are usually limited to 3,000 or even less. Some of their Virgin variants are like 500 copies. I'm looking forward to talking with them and just like really trying to figure out how they started that, because that's really all they do is exclusives. That's not something usually that happens. It's usually big comic book stores that get the exclusives and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to talking with them and just hearing about all the people they must have to interact with. It's got to be insane. And speaking of insane amounts of interactions, it brings me great joy to announce that Noah from Noah's Amazing Reviews on YouTube is going to be also joining me on the show. This kid's 7 years old, but don't you dare underestimate this kid's knowledge. And you don't have to take my word for it. Some of the best people in the game follow him, like Donnie Cates. Just saying. Donnie Cates is literally on record saying that Noah is his favorite, one of his fans. Just saying. I'm really excited to talk with him about how he got started in comics and at such a young age, and talk about all of the charity. Like, he does charity work where he'll just sell a whole bunch of comics for charity, and it's absolutely awesome. Maybe I can get them on board for the Water for Comics. Ooh, stay tuned. While more interviews also may fill in the gaps between now and then, but at the end of June, as I've reported already, I'm going to be interviewing the unbelievably talented Ario Anindito, acclaimed comic book artist for Marvel, DC, Boom, and more, and the current artist for the Marvel Star Wars High Republic comics. Even with all these extra interviews, that there will still be new episodes every Sunday. So please do me a favor, like, subscribe, share on Facebook or Twitter or whatever the cool kids are using these days. It really would mean a lot. Thank you all for coming out and joining me for another episode of Nerd Tune In Movie Podcast. Until next week, this is Nerdpool Prime signing off.